When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man! It is good to have you listening on a Friday. Guys, we're getting ready for the Christmas holiday, obviously, and then a new year in 2025. But we're also getting ready for the Falcons on Sunday as they get ready to take on the Giants. And Mike, Big O back at the studio just said Kirby went on game day, and we're going to hear what he had to say coming up. So stick around for that as the Dogs are awaiting the winner of Indiana and Notre Dame tonight. More on that coming up with Danny Cannell here right at the bottom of the hour, so right at about 30-35 minutes from now. So stay tuned for that. Let's talk about the Falcons, because I do feel good about where we are, what's happened this week. I do think Ra and company handled it professionally, Mike. When you talk about why didn't we know, you know, he said, look, we wanted to do things professionally. To me, guys, that means they wanted to make sure they saw and told Kirk Cousins face-to-face. They didn't want to hear it to be heard through the grapevine. So with all of that said, now, it's Friday. We're 2 days away. And you are not happy with what you're hearing coming out of Flower Branch from some guys.
Right. Going round and round with a couple of listeners that follow me on Twitter. We don't say X on Dukes of Bell. Follow Carly. Put them up. See Dukes on Mike Bell ATL. So Pettis comes in. We get it. It's a strange time because you've got a bond you forged with Kirk. Kirk came in and became the leader, the focal point of this team. We all get that. And certainly Drake and him have a connection, so much so that Kirk probably throws the ball at him too much at times. But to me, to hear Drake London asked about Michael Penix Jr. coming, hey, man, I just catch passes. Well, I mean, that's the bare minimum. Just like hearing Kyle Pitts say, hey, man, I don't know, I just work here. And what I'm trying to impart to some of these guys who don't get it, and some of these guys, Carl, just garden variety jock sniffers, because if we ever criticize an athlete, that's just, oh, no, they get in their feels. And that's fine. That's just the way it is in this town sometimes. All right, it didn't work with Kirk. There's more than the baseline bare minimum when it comes to supporting Michael Penix Jr. And no, I don't care what they say to the media. Just get a win, everybody contribute. But to sit there and be like, hey, man, my name's Paul, and that's between y'all, that's weak. That's not leadership. That's not helping. You know, this team has lost 4 or 5 games, and there's a lot of blame to go around. Certainly Cousins is going to shoulder a lot of it. But how about stepping up, even if it's not even genuine? Can you give me the bare minimum? Hey, man, we love Kirk, and we know Kirk's going to be back out there at some point, but we're all getting behind Penix and looking forward to see what the young man can do. How hard was that? You guys all went to college. You can't put that sentence together? I don't know, man. I just catch the ball. I don't know. I just work here. That's weak to me. And I'm sorry if some people don't get it and they don't resonate, but anyway, there you go.
I agree with you. I do think there has to be – you know, we always talk about this, right? When we take a turn, like when you're on a team, okay, and many of you have played on teams, it doesn't matter what level, but when the team goes a certain way, everybody has to go that way. You can't have part of the team feeling some kind of way and that not being expressed. Maybe it has been, Mike, I don't know, but everybody has to take the turn. The turn this week was hard because, yeah, we all like Kirk Cousins. And for a lot of those guys in that locker room and some of the guys that get thrown the football and have built a relationship with him, I totally agree. I get it. But when the team turns, you got to make the turn. And when you come off sounding this way, and again, I'm not going to take shots at Drake or anybody. I want to see you guys perform. I want to see everybody ball out. But there is a sentiment that, hey, we all have to be on this train together, on this bus, on this boat, whatever you want to say. And guess what? We're all going to succeed together, and we're going to fail together. And I don't care how many balls you catch or how many are thrown to you. At the end of the day, these are guys that we're relying on. So, Mike, I'm with you. I just felt it was interesting for us to bring it back up and talk about it, because when you brought it up to me earlier in the show, you know, I think some people, again, I just don't know if they understand, and I'm not taking a shot at any of our listeners, but the makeup of a team, man, it's so fragile.
Right.
It is a fragile thing. And I've spent half my life in these locker rooms.
Right.
I'm telling you, when you have certain guys who don't want to talk about it, when you don't, you're telling me everything I need to know.
Right. And, look, we've gone round and round about Pitts. If you feel that a guy who's selected fourth overall, who is where he is right now at this stage of the game, 20th in receptions. And as we said, there's mitigating circumstances. Cousins has been struggling so much he got benched. We don't know if this guy even fits this offensive coordinator's game plan. So we're not putting it all on Pitts, but there have been times. Watch the freaking tape, people. You tell me that's max effort? Come on. I mean, there was good and bad. That Vikings game comes to play. You know, he runs a crappy route. Greg Olsen's a tight end. He sees it. He calls it. Ball hits him in the hands. He drops it. And then, okay, that would be on Pitts. Conversely, when he's open, does his job, and Cousins throws it 5 yards behind him on the wrong side of the field, that would not be on Pitts.
Yeah.
So we do take it on a case-by-case basis, but everyone needs to be better, and certainly all the ships have to be going in the same direction.
Everybody.
And when somebody goes, I don't know, not my job, that's not helping the situation. Now, sorry, as we said, this is a foreign concept, because I do believe there are people in the audience who are just like Pitts, and they are quiet quitters. And they're not into personal responsibility. They're not into the collective good. They just sit there and wallow in their own self-pity, and they don't understand when you call for personal responsibility.
404-726-0929. It is our text line. You can always hit us up. And find us, as Mike said, on social media, guys. Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Put 'Em Up. See Dukes, the radio show, Dukes and Bell 929. Follow the radio station and make sure you stay up on everything that's going on. Let's talk about the game. We're talking about the game. The game. Because that's what really matters. How guys perform, what we do in the game, and what Michael Penix is going to do on Sunday. The good news is he doesn't have to have a life-changing type of performance,
right,
guys. Take care of the football. Make the throws that are there. And, Mike, I think we're going to be able to be just fine. And if you're saying, hey, what if we score 25, 35, 45 points? Well, then that's great. That means Michael Penix did some special blank, and we are overly excited about
right.
what this future holds for us.
Hey.
But I'm not going into it with those kind of expectations.
No. And I think we agree, talking with Paul Schwartz of the New York Post, who covers the Giants, the way they can't really stop the run, I think we can certainly basically affect the game in the run game the way we did against the Raiders, right? A steady diet of Bijan. What do you take, the over on the running attempts, 35?
Absolutely.
Bijan and Tyler getting their thing.
Combined.
Yeah, and here's the one thing. I know we don't want to get too far in the weeds on the schematic side, but do you think we ever get into some of that play action we've been looking for all year?
I think you have to.
Because if ever there was a game, see, the argument, I guess, Carl, I don't think it's ever really been explained, is Kirk can't do the things footwork-wise that you need him to do. And he doesn't look confident back there. Hopefully, Penix Jr., just by the ability to move around in the pocket. Like, for instance, you never considered Dan Marino mobile. But Dan Marino could move around before he blew his Achilles out.
Yeah, I mean,
there's things you have to do in the pocket to function that Kirk hasn't been able to do lately.
Yeah, you're just talking about, you know, again, it's not mobility. It is basically assessing
right.
the pressure, where it's coming from, and being able to escape that pressure to still be able to deliver the football. He has not been able to do a whole lot of that, and I think it's been obvious here, especially during this losing streak. With that said, we're going to hear from Michael Penix coming up. He joins Dave Archer for the quarterback report, and we're going to let you hear what he had to say. It's the first time this season we've had, obviously, Penix with Arch. It's, all season it's been Cousins, and rightfully
right.
so, he was the starter. This week, it's Penix, and you're going to get a chance to hear what he said to Dave Archer as he gets ready for his first start.
Hey, man, we're all behind Penix Jr. Just want a little more enthusiasm in the building. Doesn't mean, and by the way, just like we always say, you're not defined by one comment, but if there's a pattern, then that's just further evidence that maybe you are disengaged.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, it's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. We all know sleepers can win you championships, but finding these guys takes time. That's where the Sleeper King comes in. Let me do all the research so you don't have to. Every week, I'm going to break down which sleepers you need to pick up off the waiver wire and which surprise deep sleepers could help you win the week. Every episode, just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.